breathe because she needs to go and warm down.
Yeah.
Well done, Vicky. Does that make up for yesterday?
Definitely makes up for yesterday. I mean, I would have liked to have medalled in all three if it was possible, but these things happen. I was just saying earlier that after, you know, I'd finished in the track, I went outside and actually had a little cuddle of my baby nephew, Nathan, who's 10 weeks old, and that put it a bit into perspective. Jess was already giving him a cuddle and felt much better, so she passed him over to me, and that was really nice, actually. And I think, you know, when he's a few years older, I'll tell him how he made everything seem all right last night.
Have you had 24 hours like this in your life at all?
No, probably not. And I wouldn't want it again, if that's okay. Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be retiring in 2 days' time. It still goes through my mind, why do I put myself through this? Last night it was, you know, quite hard to get to sleep and really just put everything out of my mind, because I'm not the best Kieran rider in the world, generally. I've been close, thereabouts, on a number of world championships. Missed it by 2 inches on various occasions and some commissaire's decisions. So to do a good job on my last ever Kieran race was really important to me, and I did, so I'm delighted.
No second thoughts on retirement?
No, definitely not a second thought at all in a million years, and it's not even going to be a Redgrave situation where he jumped back in that boat. No way am I. I'm going to be riding my bike to keep fit, and that is it.
Thoughts on becoming the joint most successful British female Olympian and the first woman at the gold medals
in successive games. Don't be ridiculous. No.
You were alongside Kelly and Rebecca for an hour or two anyway. I mean, does that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, they're fantastic, inspirational sportswomen, and I don't think it's sunk in yet that I could even begin to compare myself to that group of ladies, so that'll take a while, I think, to maybe when I've retired in a couple of years, I look back and go, yeah, actually, well done, Vic.
How about winning gold on home soil, which was something you were looking forward to?
Something I haven't dared to think about, stepping on the podium, and every time I even get close to imagining what it would be like to have one of these around my neck, I quickly shut the idea off in my mind. I'm just like, no, don't even think about it. Think about just how you win races, you know, like the process of how you do it, because you can't change the outcome. You can only change how you approach the race and what you choose to do at that moment in time. So I haven't allowed myself to think about it, although a lot of people have asked me that question over the last 5 years, and it's been hard to give an answer, to give an honest answer.
And I've got quite early to hit the front today.
Last question, guys.
No, I didn't want to be stuck behind any of those girls, just because I know they've got quite a lot of speed and length. Like, it was definitely a day to take it on. If there was an opportunity, and when I saw it, I did.
Just the fingernails, by the way. Where did they come from?